from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964. Specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
Welcome in. Last segment to go here on a Thursday afternoon, and then tomorrow at this time, 4:40, we will have Brewers pitching coach Chris Hook on the show here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Looking forward talking to Coach about just all the success stories on this Brewers team. Maybe not as much today out of the bullpen, but for the most part, they've all been success stories throughout the year. Brewers win today 6-4 over the Chicago Cubs, take 3 of 4 from the Cubs, now 5.5 up the division, and the Cardinals still have to play. But again, getting separation, and now you get the White Sox next this weekend. Charlie was telling me, my producer, it's $1 hot dogs on Saturday. So if you want any, you better get there before he does. He was already warning me. He plans on, you know, trying to eat all of them if he can get his hands on them. For me, $1 hot dog, I get 2. So it doesn't really matter to me all that much. I mean, obviously, I like cheaper hot dogs, but I'm not going to put them away. You know, it's like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Small, skinny people like me, they take us. They're going to win because I get like one plate and it's like $20. They win. But with you, more times than not, you win and they lose.
If I'm going to an all-you-can-eat buffet or $1 hot dogs, I'm going to get my money's worth out of all of that, man. Come on.
Yeah, right. I know, and I totally get it. I just don't have that type of stomach to be able to put it all away. Joining us now is my guy, Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Follow Mark on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says. You follow Sports Info Solutions on Twitter at sportsinfo_SIS. And these are the guys, Mark, as I kind of reference to you guys as is kind of the nerds of all the data analytics, the advanced stats, and everything that goes along with it. And you guys have been doing so much work for so long. And I wanted to get you on to talk about the Brewers. This is my question. This Brewers team right now, and we were reading an article from Jesse Rogers on ESPN earlier. They are second in the National League in home runs per game behind only the Dodgers. And obviously the Dodgers have a huge payroll compared to what the Brewers have at this point. So there's something along that. Last year, the Brewers were 25th in slugging. This year, they're 5th in the big leagues in slugging as well. That's a huge difference, too. Then you start getting into some of the other stats. including top 10 in home run percentage, top 10 in hard hit rate, top 10 in ISO power, and that has accumulated into this offense being way better than it ever was under Craig Counsell as a manager. Meanwhile, Craig Counsell has submarined the Cubs offense since he took over there through the first 2 months of a season. Can it really just be the idea of who's running the ship? Because Pat Murphy was Counsell's bench coach. But clearly, if you listen to Reese Hoskins talk about their pregame approach and the numbers and the physical aspect of what they do, he thinks that's played into the success of the Brewers this year under Pat Murphy. And coincidentally, the Cubs offense, which was decent last year, now stinks.
That might have been the longest question I think I've ever been asked.
Yes!
I think the thing that's happened is that it's almost like the rest of the sport has come down and the Brewers stayed pretty level. Because, like, I'm looking at the home runs. Just look at the home runs. It's not like you've got someone that's going to hit 40.
Right.
You have a lot of guys that are going to hit, like, 20 to 30.
Yep.
Everyone's got 5, 6. You got a few guys with 8. You got 1 or 2 with 9. It's not absurd. And I guess that's a good thing, that you have real good balance in the lineup, whereas the Cubs are hitting 220 and have, you know, 3 or 4 guys that are basically automatic outs, like Dansby Swanson and that. I have no idea if it's a Counsell or a Murphy thing. I guess it could be. The Brewers are right now middle of the pack in the hard hit stat, so maybe it's going to come down a little bit. But again, this isn't like we're saying that some guy's going to hit like 40 where it would be outrageous. Adames has 9. That's not a big surprise. Yelich has 6. That's not a big surprise. Gary Sanchez has 6. He's certainly capable of that. Contreras has 8. Can he hit 25? Sure. I am impressed with the depth of the Brewers lineup in a sport where it seems like, you know, 230, 240 now seems to be kind of the norm for batting average. 300 seems to be the norm for on base. And slugging has come down quite a bit, too. It seems like the Brewers are just kind of leveled off.
I know batting average probably isn't a big deal for you, necessarily. But I just looked this up yesterday. And in Counsell's time, they hit over 251 for a season one time in 2018. That was it. They were never in the top 10 in batting average at the end of a season. The closest they ever got was 12th. The Brewers are top 6, I believe, heading into last night's game in batting average at 251. And again, like you said, maybe the Brewers have caught up, but they're doing it. Reese Hoskins hasn't been in the lineup for a couple weeks. Garrett Mitchell hasn't played at all, and they were counting on him being an everyday outfielder. Both of those guys are offensive players that should make this offense even better going forward.
Right, and you would hope that Churio eventually solves the struggles that he's in right now. I was just looking up him because I figured you were going to ask me, what's wrong with Jackson Churio?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Centurio, he's hitting like 100 against four-seam fastballs. Oh. If he hits 100 against four-seam fastballs, you're not going to be around for long. He's getting jammed in. He's getting beat low, and he's getting beat up top with heat. So the guy is too good of a prospect for that to be a supremely prolonged thing. You would figure at some point that he gets the timing down and figures it out. That's the thing with him. And again, we haven't even really hit the months with the good weather yet, where the ball's going to start to fly, hopefully a little bit more.
Especially at American Family Field, no question about that.
Exactly. The ballpark is very conducive to having a bunch of guys with 20 to 30 home runs, too.
We always get you on, Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions, to talk about defense and fielding and what this team is all about. When the Brewers got William Contreras, he was not known to be a great defensive catcher. He was not known to be a guy that framed the ball really well. And last year, he took huge steps forward. Now, framing-wise, I think he's probably fallen back some this year compared to maybe where he was last year. But this Brewers coaching staff, again, have really turned him into kind of an MVP candidate at this point if he continues to hit.
Yeah, for sure. When he catches, let's see, entering today, they were 30-15 with an ERA in the mid-3s. When he catches, he didn't catch today. So that holds 30-15 when he catches, which would mean like what, 3-8 when he doesn't. The staff clearly likes him. He showed last year that he was a very good framer. This year, as you said, the numbers are average. But it's not like, I think the key thing there is it's not like he's hurting them. It's not like he's taking away strikes from guys. And with this pitching staff, I do think every strike matters, certainly, because I don't know that it goes very deep, and I think the test for the Brewers will be, at the 100-something game mark, who are the 13 guys that are there, and who's the guy that they go out and get on July 31st? Is it like a Jordan Montgomery type that can get them to the finish line?
Talking with Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Follow him on Twitter, and Mark A. Simon says, we're going to have Chris Hook on tomorrow, the Brewers pitching coach here on the show, and I don't know what they're doing in that pitching lab that they seem to have everybody figured out. I don't know what he is doing and others are doing. But seriously, if you look at some of the guys they've got pitching right now, Colin Ray pitched today, gave up a run, a home run to Cody Bellinger. But he's an old journeyman guy that they figured out last year. Bryce Wilson, they got for cash from the Pirates last January. And they've turned him into a starter that's putting up decent numbers as well. It's just one player after another that they get from a pitching perspective that they're able to turn around and fix and make into a productive player where other organizations haven't been able to do the same thing.
Yeah, and I want to make a point here because this is like the one thing that I prepped for because I had a feeling you were going to bring this up, but that's the Centurio. Wilson and Ray, if you look at their strikeouts, their walks, and their home runs allowed, it's very difficult. Ray and Wilson both have basically identical strikeout to walk rate. It's very difficult to be a good major league pitcher for 25 starts when your strikeout to walk is 2-1. So ideally, the defense has to be very good behind them. Ideally, they have to change that ratio a little bit. That's why I said what I just said about who are going to be the 13 at the that are going to take you to the finish line. I don't know that those guys are necessarily all here. And ideally, maybe your 2 and your 3 starter bump down a little bit to make room for what's to come. You would hope that they would go out and get someone. So yes, I will say yes to the fact that they have figured out a way to make the guys like that good. But I don't know if that lasts for 25. It does for some guys, but most it doesn't. 2-1 strikeout to walk is not great. I will say Brian Hudson, 5-1 strikeout to walk, 1 home run allowed entering today in 30 innings. That's impressive. And that's a good no-name to stud turnaround for sure.
Right, and they hit Shota last night after he was unhittable, and then today the Cubs hit 2 home runs off of Hudson in payback for the Brewers' unhittable pitcher at that point. What about this as far as from a Brewers perspective? Because coming into the year, I think, and I don't know if they'd ever admit to it, but I don't think they thought they were going to be this good. I don't think they thought they'd be at the top of the division, losing Wade Miley early in the year for the rest of the season. You had no Woodruff. You traded Corbin Burnes. It was Peralta and a bunch of guys after him. And with that mentality being the way it was coming into the season, knowing Willy Adames is a free agent after this year, Devin Williams is a free agent after next year, he hasn't thrown a pitch. They're expecting him back at some point in middle to late July at this point. Do you think that they would go kind of push their chips in to try and win this year? Or do you think they just go, nah, we'll wait another year before we get to that point?
Well, admittedly, they are right now at best the third best team, maybe the fourth best team in the National League, if you put the Dodgers and the Phillies
right.
and the Braves ahead of them.
Yep.
So it is like, I don't know that I would go out and try and like make a trade for a super duper star where I'm giving up Trio or one of my, you know, top young prospects. I think you could go out and get someone that would fit in as like a two or a three that ideally could help you. But here's my thing about the National League. I said this to like a different radio show, that if you took like the Brewers are like kind of the cutoff, and like you could say that they're part of it. But once you get past the Brewers, there are like eight teams that are all the same. Like there aren't a lot of good teams in sport this year, quite frankly. So maybe the opportunity is there to steal it, you know, win a series in the first round, which got to be able to do. And then steal one in the second. Trio is he's hitting like 100 against four seam fastballs.
Ooh.
If he hits 100 against four seam fastballs, you're not going to be around for long. He's getting jammed in. He's getting beat low, and he's getting beat up top with heat. So the guy is too good of a prospect for that to be a supremely prolonged thing. You would figure at some point that he gets the timing down and figures it out. That's the thing with him. And again, we haven't even really hit the months with the good weather yet, where the ball's going to start to fly hopefully a little bit more,
especially at American Family Field. No question about
yes,
that.
Exactly. The ballpark is very conducive to I think to having a bunch of guys with 20 to 30 home runs too.
We always get you on, Mark Simon from Sports Info Solutions, to talk about defense and fielding yeah. and what this team is all about. When the Brewers got William Contreras, he was not known to be a great defensive catcher. He was not known to be a guy that framed the ball really well. And last year, he took huge steps forward. Now, framing-wise, I think he's probably fallen back some this year compared to maybe where he was last year. But this Brewers coaching staff, again, have really turned him into kind of an MVP candidate at this point if he continues to hit.
Yeah, for sure. Shoot, when he catches, let's see, entering today, they were 30-15 with an ERA in the mid-threes. When he catches, he didn't catch today. So that holds 30-15 when he catches, which would mean like what 3-8 when he doesn't. The staff clearly likes him. He showed last year that he was a very good framer. This year, as you said, the numbers are average. But it's not like, I think the key thing there is it's not like he's hurting them. It's not like he's taking away strikes from guys. And with this pitching staff, I do think every strike matters, certainly, because I don't know that it goes very deep. And I think the test for the Brewers will be, you know, at the 100 something game mark, who are the 13 guys that are there, and who's the guy that they go out and get on July 31st? Is it like a Jordan Montgomery type that can get them to the finish line?
Talking with Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Follow him on Twitter. And Mark A. Simon says, we're going to have Chris Hook on tomorrow, the Brewers pitching coach here on the show. And I don't know, you know, what they're doing in that pitching lab that they seem to have everybody figured out. I don't know what he is doing and others are doing. But seriously, if you look at some of the guys they've got pitching right now, Colin Ray pitched today, gave up a run, a home run to Cody Bellinger. But he's an old journeyman guy that they figured out last year. Bryce Wilson, they got for cash from the Pirates last January. And they've turned him into a starter that's putting up decent numbers as well. It's just one player after another that they get from a pitching perspective that they're able to turn around and fix and make into a productive player where other organizations haven't been able to do the same thing.
Yeah, and I want to make a point here because this is like the one thing that I prepped for because I had a feeling you were going to bring this up, but that's this and Trio. Wilson and Ray, if you look at their strikeouts, their walks, and their home runs allowed, it's very difficult. Ray and Wilson both have basically identical strikeout to walk rate. It's very difficult to be a good major league pitcher for 25 starts when your strikeout to walk is 2-1. So ideally, the defense has to be very good behind them. Ideally, they have to change that ratio a little bit. That's why I said what I just said about who are going to be the 13 at the that are going to take you to the finish line. I don't know that those guys are necessarily all here. And ideally, your two and your three starter bump down a little bit to make room for what's to come. You would hope that they would go out and get someone. So, yes, I will say yes to the fact that they have figured out a way to make the guys like that good. But I don't know if that lasts for 25. It does for some guys, but most it doesn't. 2-1 strikeout to walk, not great. I will say Brian Hudson, 5-1 strikeout to walk, one home run allowed entering today in 30 innings. That's impressive. And that's a good no-name to stud turnaround for sure.
Right, and they hit Shota last night after he was unhittable. And then today the Cubs hit two home runs off of Hudson in payback for the Brewers' unhittable pitcher at that point. What about this as far as from a Brewers perspective? Because coming into the year, I think, and I don't know if they'd ever admit to it, but I don't think they thought they were going to be this good. I don't think they thought they'd be at the top of the division, losing Wade Miley early in the year for the rest of the season. You had no Woodruff. You traded Corbin Burnes. It was Peralta and a bunch of guys after him. And with that mentality being the way it was coming into the season, knowing Willie Adames is a free agent after this year, Devin Williams is a free agent after next year, he hasn't thrown a pitch. They're expecting him back at some point in middle to late July at this point. Do you think that they would go kind of push their chips in to try and win this year? Or do you think they just go, nah, we'll wait another year before we get to that point?
Well, admittedly, they are right now at best the third best team, maybe the fourth best team in the National League, if you put the Dodgers and the Phillies
right.
and the Braves ahead of them.
Yep.
So it is like, I don't know that I would go out and try and like make a trade for a super duper star where I'm giving up Trio or one of my top young prospects. I think you could go out and get someone that would fit in as like a two or a three that ideally could help you. But here's my thing about the National League. I said this to like a different radio show, that if you took like the Brewers are like kind of the cutoff, and like you could say that they're part of it. But once you get past the Brewers, there are like eight teams that are all the same. Like there aren't a lot of good teams in sport this year, quite frankly. So maybe the opportunity is there to steal it, win a series in the first round, which got to be able to do. And then steal one in the second round against one of the teams that's better than you, because maybe I just don't think that there are that many good teams this year.
Mark, you guys, like I said earlier, are really focused on fielding and all those advanced numbers. We were talking about earlier in the show about Blake Perkins and how good he is. He stole a home run last night, diving catch into the wall. Yesterday, he's just been a really, really good defender. And talking about that Gold Glove award, and I argue that, yes, it's about defense, but to a degree, I think it's about how good you are with the bat, too. That if you stink with the bat, more than likely you're not going to win the Gold Glove no matter what you have. Do you find that to be true or no?
So I think that was the case 10-ish years ago. I think that that's less of a thing now. Right now, what they do for the Gold Glove vote is 25% of the vote. So one, if there are 100 voters, the equivalent of like 25 of them, the vote is based on an aggregation of a bunch of defensive statistics. Ours, the ones at MLB, Baseball Savant, a couple of others that have been developed behind the scenes. So I think that helps offset a potentially skewed manager's vote that might push a guy that is really good offensively. For the most part, I think the Gold Gloves have gotten considerably better. You don't see guys that are like supreme negative defenders winning it, or guys that played 30 games at a position anymore. So I think, thankfully, that's less of an issue right now. And just to say something nice about Blake Perkins, last year, I think it was he played like 15 games in a month, one of the months last year, and we gave him Defensive Player of the Month because he had the most runs saved of any player, and he was fantastic. Full credit to him for the two really nice plays yesterday, and he's off to a good start this year. Center field's really tough, though. Like, everybody's really good in center field, so it's tough to win a Gold Glove out there.
They were talking about it in spring training, that if he got a chance to play every day, they thought he could win a Gold Glove. And he just was never given the opportunity to this point of his career to do it. And that's why I'm interested to see what happens when Gary Mitchell comes back from injury, because that's where he's played. So do they leave Perkins at center, move Mitchell over to the corner, and then Yelich DHs while Frelick and Chirio rotate in the other corner spot? We'll find out how that goes, providing they're still healthy by the time Garrett Mitchell comes back. Mark Simon, Sports Info Solutions. Follow him on Twitter at Mark A. Simon Says. And, of course, at @SportsInfo_SIS. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for coming back on, buddy. I appreciate it.
You got it.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Mark Simon.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.